Well, we've started a new year. It's good. It's good to be in worship, to thank God for getting us through the past year. It's good to worship God and thank Him for the gift of a new year. And we celebrate with communion as well, reminding ourselves of Christ's presence with us now and in the future. But 2025 has been a tough year for many of us and for many of our country folk. There have been significant job losses. We've experienced a government shutdown. We're experiencing cutbacks in government services. We're watching grocery prices go up and up. Fortunately, we have not experienced ICE raids in New Mexico, but in other states they have, and deportations of immigrants. We're seeing significant cutbacks in health care and rising cost of health insurance, and we have more and more homeless people. Oh yes, and COVID is still around. And then, of course, there's the flu. Seth Finch, the pastor at Covenant Presbyterian Church, he and his whole family came down with the flu and missed the Christmas Eve service. And then they all got pneumonia on top of it. They're recovering, but it's been a struggle. And we still have so much hatred going around in our country and insults of people's political opponents. Maybe 2025 was a little bit better than 2024. I don't know. I'm not sure. So we read the words of Jeremiah, who was a doom prophet, who warned of God's punishment to come, and he was jailed for telling the rulers to surrender to their enemies. And then he and most of the people of Israel were carried off into exile. But then Jeremiah writes words of comfort and hope during this time of exile. He could see beyond the time of suffering to a time of joy. He could foresee God rescuing the people and meeting their needs and leading them home. So us, we need these words too. And we need Jeremiah's words of sing aloud with gladness. Yes, God has brought us through 2025 and given us a new year. God has given us fresh hope for the future, for God promises to walk with us every day. And the times of struggle and despair, yes, we will have them individually and in the life of our church. But the times of struggle and despair help us see God's hand at work in our midst. We wouldn't have made it this far without God's help. So let us sing for joy. Let us see what God has done. And let us hold on to our hope that God will continue to be with us and do marvelous things with us and for us and in our world in this new year. John 1 celebrates the miracle of the incarnation, that God entered human life. And this is John's Christmas story in a nutshell. The Word became flesh and lived among us. This living Word of God that pre-existed, that was with God from the beginning, that was part of the creation, became a human being, born as a helpless baby to a poor family. What an incredible story to think of the Almighty God coming to us in this helpless little baby. And yet, here is the living Word of God. Here He is in flesh. Here He is showing us God's love, showing us God wanting to be a part of human life, our lives too. So we celebrate communion today, and in communion we celebrate how God has come to us in Jesus Christ to rescue us from our sin, to give us new life and new hope, to fill us with love. It's a celebration of the miracle of how God has worked among us in the past, and God continues to work through human lives today. Even, yes, God works through our lives. That is incredible. God is working here. God is working in this church. It's amazing to see. It's amazing to see. Oh, you know, I got Rod's email about all of the giving instructions for how to disperse our mission dollars, and I looked at that list, and I was absolutely amazed. All of the things that this little church is doing, it's incredible. It's amazing. And yes, God challenges us to move beyond the scars of war, hatred, gun violence, racism, to create a new world where all people are precious children of God. And we are doing our part in making this happen. Heck, we're doing more than our part to make this happen. And to make sure that all people are seen as God's children, precious in God's sight. So here we are in a new year. There are plenty of unknowns about this new year, and yet we can set some important goals. In our personal lives, we can seek to be more like Jesus, to follow him more closely. You know, Jesus never said, "Worship me." He said, "Follow me." It's easy to worship someone, but to follow in his footsteps, oh, that's a challenge. But he says, follow me, live close. So we have the challenge before us, and we can set goals to live closer to God. We can set goals to discover more of what God wants us to be doing. For our church, we can set goals as we search for a direction for this church. We can find where God is leading us. You know, that's still a challenge, and we're working on it carefully, step by step, but we need to be open to God's leading us in new directions. But the most important thing is to open ourselves to the amazing idea that God works through us, you and me. Yes, God wants to work through us. And yes, we have limitations. Yes, we're still sinners, but God has important work for us to do. And yes, we're a small church, but God has important work for us to do. And we're doing it. And we need to continue doing it. And we need to continue to be open to God's leading us as we seek to be faithful to God. So yes, we have many unknowns for this new year. What will the midterm elections bring? Oh my, the thought of the midterm election campaigns with all of the garbage that's happening politically just makes me ill to think about it. But maybe God can work through that. Maybe God is going to lead our country in new directions through this. Will we see the end of the war in Ukraine? Oh, I hope so. But who knows? Russia seems more intent upon conquering Ukraine than making peace. And Russia's idea of peace in Ukraine is Ukraine to surrender completely to Russia. Hey, that's not going to work. What will happen? Will we see peace in the Middle East? Oh, I hope so. But there are so many hurdles to be hurdled before we can see that. Anyway, whatever this new year brings, there is joy in knowing that God is walking with us, will continue to care for us, and that whatever goes on in the world, God is working through that to bring about his plan of peace and love for all people. That's my hope. So I'm glad that 2025 is over. I'm thankful for what God has done in 2025. And there's a new year here. I rejoice that God is still working in this world and has chosen to work through you and me. That's a high calling. But as we celebrate communion and celebrate how God has brought us through another year, let us be nurtured spiritually as we take this bread and this cup. Let us be nurtured with God's love. Let us receive God's strength. Let us celebrate that God is with us now and will be with us no matter what 2026 brings. Okay? Okay.